The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life will lose it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reading is taken from the book of John, and as we know, John has always got a second and third level meaning. But there is a principle of life here which is very important for us to understand. The seed must fall to the earth and die, otherwise it remains just a grain of wheat. And if it remains a grain of wheat, it disintegrates, it falls apart, it loses its value. If it remains just a grain of wheat, its value is based on the manner in which it surrenders, it shares, it gives. I think I might have mentioned before, some years ago, in visiting elderly and retired priests. Very few people, by the way, visit elderly and retired priests. I mean, there's a place in West Los Angeles that I go fairly regularly because I know a lot of these older fellows. They're like my generation. And on one occasion, some years ago, visiting one of these elderly fellows, an Irish fellow, a bit grumpy, and he said to me, each time I'd leave him, I'd say, John, say something wise to me. He was very smart. He was extremely well-read. At one time, years and years ago, he was editor of the newspaper for the Archdiocese. I would say, John, say something wise to me. Well, he'd said a lot of things that weren't very wise, but on one occasion he said to me, remember this, he said, if you want to live more than one life, you must die more than once. I said, John, I'll remember that. I wrote that down. That became important to me. If I want to live a new life, if I want to celebrate a new day, I must die in order to be reborn. You can't be reborn unless you die. Entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have to die to something in order to be reborn. Whatever we have in life, whatever we have, its value is measured by the manner in which we share it. If you don't share it, it dies. I don't care, whatever it is you have in your life, your money, your possessions, the things what you cling to in your life, the things you hold tight and you don't share, they die. They lose their value. Somebody who acquires a masterpiece in the world of art, you can't just hide it. It loses its value. You have to show it. You have to celebrate. You have to show it to the world. You have to share it. Whatever you hold and possess and in a certain kind of greed loses its value. Whatever forgiveness you have within you, whatever love you have within you, only has meaning when you share it. That's the principle that's spoken about in this gospel reading today. And we cling to things. I do. We all do. We cling to resentments. We cling to prejudice. We cling to fear. We're fearful of other people. We're fearful of people taking our space or asking us of something you have to take this gospel and find life in it and find meaning, I have to stop today and say, to what am I clinging? I'm fearful of something, of losing something. And when you find that, then you will understand the gospel. Unless you share it, it dies. Many years ago, when I began to follow the exercises of Ignatius, and the first principle, the foundation of the exercises of Ignatius, which I think are inspired, is detachment. You must be detached. Therefore, you don't prefer one thing over another, except in the measure it makes you in the likeness of Christ. You must be detached. You don't have to give it up now. You have to be detached. It doesn't possess you. You don't worry about it. Used to have a commercial for, I think it was Glendale Savings. I remember seeing it on TV. Come visit your money. It struck me as kind of a peculiar thing, you know. Come visit your money at Glendale. I think it was Glendale Savings, some bank. And I thought, for some people, money really is your servant. And it really is something that enriches your life. For other people, it's a burden. They worry about it. They're checking the stock market. They're worried about what kind of interest you're getting. Hey, we're not going to be around that long. And this gospel will say, the only way in which the value of anything is to be measured in our lives is the manner in which we share it. If you don't share it, it dies right there. Let it fall into the ground and die, then it will be reborn into something new. Somebody else's life will be lifted up. Share whatever is your greatest gift, and the greatest gift will be reborn in new life. It's a teaching for the day, for today. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.